Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Enchanted Hour, The Miraculous Power of Reading Aloud in the Age of Distraction is a nonfiction work by journalist and Children S. Books critic Megan Cox Gurdon. It examines reading aloud as a cultural, familial, and developmental practice, arguing that shared reading remains highly valuable in a world dominated by screens and fragmented attention, drawing on neuroscience, behavioral research, literary examples, and personal observation. The book makes the case that reading aloud is not simply a childhood ritual, but a human activity with benefits for children, teenagers, adults, and older readers alike. Its purpose is both explanatory and persuasive. It seeks to show why this habit matters, what it does for language and attention, and how families can bring it back into daily life. Positioned at the intersection of parenting, literacy advocacy, and popular science, the book is especially concerned with how reading aloud can strengthen connection, imagination, and sustain thought in modern households. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading aloud is a neurological and emotional exchange. One of the book's central claims is that reading aloud is not merely passive listening, but a deeply interactive experience. Gurdon presents it as a form of human exchange in which voice, rhythm, attention, and proximity work together to shape the listener's mental and emotional state. The book explains that shared reading can calm both reader and listener, reduce stress, and create a sense of trust and warmth. This matters because it reframes reading from an instructional task into a relational practice. The emphasis on neural coupling and other brain-based effects gives the argument scientific weight, but the broader point is more practical reading aloud helps people connect in a sustained, focused way that screens rarely encourage. By centering this bodily and emotional dimension, the book shows why the benefits of reading aloud cannot be reduced to vocabulary building alone. It is also about shared presence, mutual attention, and the creation of a calm space in a distracted household. Secondly, how read aloud time supports language growth and comprehension. The book strongly links reading aloud with language development, especially for children. Gurdon argues that hearing books read aloud exposes children to richer vocabulary, more complex syntax, and more varied narrative patterns than they often encounter in everyday speech. This repeated exposure helps children absorb language in ways that support comprehension and later academic success. The value is not limited to memorizing words. It lies in hearing language used with precision, rhythm, and expressive power. That makes reading aloud especially useful for young listeners who are still developing the ability to process written language independently. The book also suggests that the experience helps children become more comfortable with long-form storytelling, which can improve their ability to follow arguments, notice structure, and retain information. In this sense, reading aloud is presented as a foundation for literacy rather than a supplement to it. The argument is persuasive because it connects a simple family practice to long-term educational gains without reducing the experience to test performance or narrow school readiness. Thirdly, a response to distraction, screens, and fractured attention. A major theme of the book is that reading aloud counters the effects of digital distraction. Gurdon places the practice in the context of an era marked by constant notifications, multitasking, and shortened attention spans. Her argument is not that technology is inherently harmful, but that it can fragment focus and reduce the quality of shared family time. Reading aloud offers the opposite kind of experience it requires: sustained listening, slow engagement, and a shared rhythm that resists interruption. This makes the practice valuable, not only because it entertains children, but because it trains attention itself. The book treats attention as a cultural and developmental resource that needs deliberate protection. By making room for a story read slowly and continuously, families create a rare form of concentration that encourages patience and mental endurance. The relevance of this point goes beyond childhood, since adults as well can benefit from a structured pause from constant digital stimulation. In that sense, reading aloud functions as both a habit and a corrective to contemporary patterns of mental overload. Fourthly, why shared stories help families discuss difficult ideas. The book also gives reading aloud an intellectual and moral function within the family. Gurdon argues that literature introduces complex human experiences, including conflict, injustice, sacrifice, ambiguity, and virtue, and that these subjects are often easier to discuss when they emerge through stories. This is an important extension of the book's argument because it shows reading aloud as more than comfort or literacy training. It becomes a way to begin conversations about values, choices, and the emotional realities of life. Shared reading can create a low-pressure setting in which children and adults reflect on what characters do and why it matters. The book suggests that such discussions help develop freedom of thought, imagination, and empathy because they invite listeners to consider multiple perspectives. Rather than shielding children from complexity, Gurdon encourages parents to use books as a starting point for thoughtful conversation. That makes the practice especially relevant for families seeking not only closeness but also intellectual openness and moral discussion. Reading aloud becomes a bridge between story and lived experience. Lastly, practical advocacy for making reading aloud a lasting habit. The book is also notable for being practical and action-oriented. It does not stop at describing the benefits of reading aloud. It encourages readers to build the habit into ordinary life. Gurdon includes guidance on making time for shared reading, choosing engaging books, and treating the practice as something suitable for all ages rather than only for small children. This wide applicability is one of the book's strengths. Parents and caregivers are the most obvious audience, but educators, grandparents, and adult readers can also use the book as a prompt to revalue reading as a shared activity. The inclusion of reading recommendations and habit-building advice makes the book more useful than a purely theoretical work. It aims to change routines, not just opinions. At the same time, the practical material is supported by a larger cultural argument. If reading aloud helps repair attention, language, and family connection, then making it regular should be seen as a meaningful investment of time. The book's advocacy is therefore grounded in both evidence and everyday application. In conclusion, The Enchanted Hour will be most valuable to parents, caregivers, teachers, librarians, and readers who want a clear case for why reading aloud still matters in a screen-dominated era. It is especially useful for families who want practical ways to build stronger routines around books, as well as for adults interested in the links between attention, language development, and emotional connection, while also giving readers a broader cultural argument for preserving shared reading as a human practice. What makes it stand out in the parenting and literacy category is its combination of research-based explanation and literary advocacy. Rather than treating reading aloud as a niche educational tool, Gurdon presents it as a cross-generational habit with cognitive, emotional, and civic value. Compared with simpler How to Read to Your Child books, this one is more reflective and more explicitly concerned with the costs of distraction. It is both a defense of books and a reminder that the act of reading together can still shape family life in a measurable way. If you would like to support Megan Cox Gurdon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.